Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast.
Okay, we're here live in Boston at the Windows Phone 7 Developer Tools Launch with Joe Healy from Microsoft Evangelism. Is that right, Joe?
That's it. I'm the Developer Evangelist for Microsoft for the state of Florida. Personally honored to be sitting in the presence of the Jesse Liberty.
And my first question is, did you get lost if you're from Florida? This is actually, Boston is not part of Florida as far as...
Well, I just wanted to do it for the pure joy of wearing my Tampa Bay Rays shirt on the plane when I was flying up here.
I bet that worked out very well.
It was quite interesting.
You had a heck of a turnout here.
We had an awesome turnout. So probably about 130 people yesterday and more than that today showed up for the event. Day one was basically the standard lecture, and then today was actually a load fest and hands-on lab day. So we had a very, very interactive, dynamic session where people were working on projects or working through the hands-on lab. We also facilitated a load fest in there, saw a lot of people working on great applications. Stuffed room, we actually had to bring in extra tables during the morning, and this is before we've even run a single phone commercial that I've seen on TV.
So the interest in the developer community can only be said to be very high.
And it's really interesting because normally at our events, we get a stock crowd of traditional .NET developers. Ton of Macs in there today. A ton of people who are iPhone and Android developers in the room too. So those folks with applications are taking a look at this market. I think they feel it's going to be a good market. They want to be the first into this market. Absolutely spectacular thing today, seeing these guys and girls who have never touched .NET sitting down there working with Silverlight and Visual Studio trying to build phone applications.
Yes, I got a lot of questions about the iPhone to Windows Phone 7 tutorials. A lot of questions about, are you going to have tutorials for folks who don't have .NET experience?
Yep. So what I need from you, Jesse, is I need Project Rosetta for the iPhone. I need that thing done all the way through. I need more from you on that. We've got a lot of iPhone developers coming to the platform, and then we also need to get some resources to help the Android developers with that as well, although they're not as hesitant. Some of the iPhone people definitely are looking for those kind of resources, though.
Great. So I got new commitments out of this day.
Terrific. You got new commitments.
I'm feeling good about that.
I hear Pete Brown gives really big bonuses. Bonuses, though, if you go above and beyond your call. Yeah,
keep trying there.
Yeah, all right.
I appreciate that. So how many cities are you doing yourself on this?
Wow, that's an interesting question. So we've had two series of events. We had the Windows Phone Garage events, which were basically, East Region, DPE-driven, typical, let's get out there and hit some of the cities way ahead of the curve. We did Atlanta, Tampa, Lauderdale, Raleigh, and Charlotte on that series. And then these are the bigger national level events here. So, obviously the experience here was first rate. We had an immersion lounge. We had, the big old phone thingy. We had Xbox, those kind of things. So this was the bigger national level event. I'm doing Boston, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. The only event I've got left right now is Atlanta. And then I've also been taking this material and feeding it over to my community. So inside Florida, where I'm the developer evangelist, like we talked about earlier, I've had full day Windows Phone tracks at the Jacksonville Code Camp and also the Naples Code Camp, Southwest Florida Code Camp. We had full Windows Phone tracks. Next weekend, I've got a full Windows Phone track coming up in the Tallahassee Code Camp as well. So pretty excited about all this action occurring really before we've even launched the phone. Nobody has a real Windows Phone right now, and the events are filling up and selling out.
Which is extraordinary. So what are the big questions you're getting on a day-to-day basis?
The big questions tend to be based on where the developers are coming from. So if they're coming from iPhone, obviously we saw today, a lot of people are like, how do I just get started with Silverlight? I tend to put a lot of my answers in my wiki. So I have a wiki up there at dfwiki.devfish.net.
Can you give that again?
Delta Frank Whiskey Indigo Kilo Indigo, dfwiki.devfish, devfish.net. And that's where I put all the stuff that I keep looking up. So there's a section up there with my little lookups for APIs. There's a section up there with free Windows Phone 7 training, different sections up there that you can go into. But a lot of folks are looking to take themselves to the next level and just, all right, I've started with the phone. Now I want to see some complete walkthroughs and things like that. So try and categorize a lot of that. iPhone guys, they're really looking to get familiar with Silverlight. Android people, they seem to basically just dig in and go. with the Windows Mobile developers, a lot of them, it's helping to define the swim lanes, what they can and can't do on the phone, because they're used to a pretty open ecosystem on our platform. Applications are a little more sandboxed on the Windows Phone platform. And then there's a lot of questions around marketplace. Folks definitely want to try and get their applications into the marketplace. What's the process look like? Luckily, I've got one of my apps up in marketplace already, so I'm able to share with them, you know, what it looks like, show them the screens, show them all the stuff up there. So I put an app up there that's essentially just a random number generator for user group drawings. And my real purpose behind that was to experience the marketplace process so I could talk to people about it, and so they could I could tell them what's up there in some of the screens and stuff ahead of the curve.
Great. Can you give us an overview of what putting something up onto the marketplace is like, what that experience is about?
Well, basically, you build the app, you test it on the phone, all the obvious things. But then to get ready for marketplace, you need to do a lot of artwork. That was the biggest hassle that I had. So there's various sized images that you need to supply up there for the background and panoramic art. You can put screenshots up there as well. The thing that bit me pretty hard was the images have to be sized exactly. There's one request up there for a 480 by 800 image. One of my images was 481 by 799. Guess what? Doesn't work. All right, open paint.net, resize it, slap it up there. But that one surprised me. After that, it was pretty straight up. You fill out some forms, publish it up, pick your price or set it for free, then wait about 5 days and you're either approved or you get an email that basically details out exactly why you weren't approved. Surprisingly enough, after my app was published, I got about 4 or 5 reviews on it, and it was really cool because I had someone tell me my app was ugly, and I really enjoyed at least getting the feedback on that. Hey, he downloaded the app, he ran it, hey, it's ugly. And then another guy said, hey, it does what it says on the box. Give me a 5-star on that one. But a lot of fun with that one.
He can't tell you it's ugly if he's not using it, so that's a good sign.
Say my name.
There you go, exactly. So when you're doing these presentations, are you seeing a difference in different cities? Are you seeing different responses?
I am seeing a difference in different cities. Different cities tend to come in with different audiences. Boston, there are some large corporations in here, and there are actually some folks dealing in, some hardcore encryption, cryptography, things like that. DC was a lot of government. Florida was we're seeing a lot of individuals poking in, entrepreneurial type things. Of course, the entrepreneurs have been all over this event. Also, really cool, I got to give him a call out on this, Edwin Gorin, the academic DE for the Northeast, brought in, I believe, a couple classes today of students to the event. And they were sitting there building applications, looking at it, playing with the stuff. Cool thing about it for students is they get into the marketplace for free. So they get free dev tools, they get to submit apps for free. When I was in high school, in college, I worked at a sawmill stacking lumber to earn my money. This would sure beat that. So,
sure would. And if they want, a student is listening and they want to get in there for free, is that pretty obvious how to do
it? It's pretty obvious. You just go up, you say you're a student, and then they go through the verification process.
Which is great. I saw that you were handing your prototype phone to some non-techies to see what their reaction was and how usable it was. What was the experience?
The audience was all developers, but the event staff here were at the Royal Sonesta in Boston. Fantastic group. They hadn't really seen the phone, so they were curious about it. So I overheard them talking about the phone. And I was real interested to talk to some non-developer types and see what they thought about the phone. And we were doing some things like putting it next to an Android. There was one person working on a Reddit application, a Reddit reader, putting that his version on the Windows phone next to the Android version, and showing the differences, showing how the Metro user interface really is a superior experience that's coming. And the guys really, really liked the phone. So I wasn't baiting them along. I really wanted to hear their input. And it was very pleasant to see them enjoying the phone experience playing with it. And we haven't even shown the phone experience in any. There's 2 commercials up on YouTube right now, but we're really not even showing the phone in those. So this is a real chance for a lot of people to get a first look at what's coming on the phone.
It does kind of knock you out how high the interest level is, not only in the developer community, yeah, but across the board, that folks are intrigued by having Microsoft as a major player in this arena.
Yeah. And it's the thing that really is hitting people about the phone is every phone, and this is kind of a controversial statement, but every phone to this point that's a smartphone, it looks to me like a derivative of a Palm Pilot interface. You know, we got a button, we click on it, and up comes some screen. This is an integrated phone experience. It's got a different style on it. It's not an icon-driven phone. It's a Metro textual information-driven phone. And the design experience on it is new, it's fresh, and it's a very, very clean interface.
Are you now working on Windows Phone 7 as the major area that you're focused on, or is this just one of a number of areas?
My boss asked me, what did I want to focus on this year? And I said, anything that fights with Apple. So that's my line in the sand there.
Okay, well, that was clear. There was no hesitation there.
There's no hesitation there. They kicked me in the knee 64 times. So 64 commercials, 64 mm-hmm. kicks to the knee. It's coming back.
So, okay, so this is going to be your personal answer. Windows Phone 7 is going to be your personal answer to the, hi, I'm a Mac, commercials, 64 of them.
It will be one of my personal answers.
Okay. Well, that's great. Have you put the phone in front of iPhone devotees and seen their reaction?
I'm hesitant to lay this phone down next to an iPhone 4 or something like that, because this is pre-production hardware. It's really not meant for side-by-side comparisons. For instance, our processor on the release phone, it's going to be a 1 gigahertz processor. These phones that we're using, these LGs, are 650 megahertz processors. It's not the phone experience that we're going to be delivering once people can buy phones. These are for developer phones. Now, I'm more than happy to sit down and show a Metro interface against a iPhone interface or something like that and show the experience of using the applications, but the question you asked, have I put the phone down? These are not release phones. These are, you know, LG was nice enough to make us some pre-production phones.
Great.
Let us have them. This is not a side-by-side phone comparison.
What about side-by-side on the development experience?
I would love to put side-by-side development experience on this one. We had a lot of iPhone and Android developers in there, and we were asking them questions about how'd you like this development experience versus, you know, building for Android or iPhone. And I'm a little biased here, but Visual Studio is the best developer environment, par none. These guys reiterated, even the ones coming in for the first time and working in Visual Studio for the first time today, which there were a significant number.
Well, they got a lot of information and they got some pretty good Danishes, but yes, I think it does say something about the platform as well.
Yeah.
So hanging out with you guys from the evangelism team, I'm sounding like a pep rally myself, but I got to say that there is some real excitement here that's kind of infectious.
We're always happy when we get you corporate guys out to, you know, our field event. So we're very privileged to have you here today.
Okay, there we go. Okay,
but you did give two talks today. What did you give talks on?
I did give two talks. I gave a talk on MVVM for the phone, which the response I thought was pretty positive. People were pretty interested. And we talked a little bit about the life cycle of a phone and what happens to your application when another application is launched. And there was good interest in that and good reception, I thought, and it was a very, very friendly crowd. People were very positive.
So you're the father of the iPhone to Windows Phone series conversion blog articles, right?
That's the tutorials, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
So how do you compare the two development experiences? Because you're really, you know, I haven't worked much with iPhone dev. You have. How do you compare the dev environments and all that?
See, he's very good at this. He just turned this whole interview
Woo-hoo,
around. That was very well done. There's no question in my mind, and of course, obviously, I'm biased. I've been working with Visual Studio for a number of years, but I started out working in the Mac environment, and before that, working in the Unix environment. So I've certainly been down the road and seen that. And if you're going into the Objective-C and iPhone development environment from Emacs, and that's the world you're coming from, it's a perfectly reasonable, workable environment. You hit Visual Studio, and you're in a whole different level of work. And if you add to that, if you're a professional developer, and you add to that ReSharper or CodeRush or any of the other helper applications, you're talking about a significant increase in productivity. I just don't think that's a biased statement. I think that's a fairly objective analysis. And add to that the memory management that you're getting in C Sharp instead of in Objective-C. What we're hearing from folks both who are in the .NET world and folks who are in the iPhone world is that the transition from iPhone over to Windows Phone 7 development is a very pleasant transition. It's a very positive experience.
What do you think of the developer ecosystem we're building around this? Because I saw a non-traditional audience today, but they're all sitting there helping each other, and they were all sitting there talking about Windows Phone and jamming on that. And this was cats and dogs living in sin kind of thing. You know, we had the Mac people sitting next to the PC people, sitting next to the Droidies, and they're all just having fun today.
It was a pretty interesting experience in technological diversity.
Wow.
And part of the thing I think that we're seeing here is Microsoft is giving away Expression Blend 4 for the phone. that there's a single download where you get all the tools that you need, supplemented by the toolkit. I think that you're looking at a very positive developer experience, and it's showing in the developer community.
I'm personally excited about the students get in free. I mean, what a great option for students to just do some cool stuff. Free dev tools, download it, register for the marketplace for free, put some ads in your favorite college newspaper application, slap it up there, off you go.
And as you said, it beats mowing lawns.
I was stacking 4x6s in 105-degree Georgia heat.
Well, I can't thank you enough for including me in this event. This has been a blast, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
I do need to mention, you know, February's coming, and we got the South Florida Code Camp in February coming up. We got the Tampa Code Camp in November. You know, we get a big corporate resource like yourself down in our neck of the woods, in the swamp, you know, might be a nice thing.
You and I are going to have a long conversation about budget, and we'll see if we can't make it work.
I hear Pete Brown's got lots of money.
Okay, we'll tell Pete that.
All right, Jesse.
All right, from Boston, this is Jesse Liberty from Microsoft. Thank you so much.